It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
We've got a guy on the phone for an Awkward Tuesday phone call. Somebody that the morning show kind of knows already.
What?
Oh, really?
His name's Justin, and I say we kind of know him because he actually emailed us a couple of weeks ago about doing a phone tap on his girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
And he wanted us to try and prank call her. So we did. We tried, and here's how that call went.
Hello?
Hello, is this Olivia?
Yeah, who's this?
My name is Rolando. I am calling about the love seat you have for sale on Craigslist.
Oh my God, no.
Oh, jeez.
I listen to your show. I know your Rolando character. This is Jose, isn't it?
No, I said my name is Rolando.
I know that character. So sorry to ruin this for you.
Oh, my gosh. Right away. I couldn't even get two sentences in. I remember that.
Yeah.
We never played it, so I never heard it, obviously. Yeah. Would have been the worst phone tap we ever aired if we did play it.
Obviously, it failed. And that was about a week ago. But Justin's emailed us again saying now he needs our help, not with another prank.
Yeah, because he's given up on that.
Yeah, like, you guys aren't good at those.
He needs help with something else. Justin? You there?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Do you need Rolando to come back and help you, Justin?
Are we just like your fix-it-all type of people for you?
You guys like kind of screwed it up, and I needed you guys' help to fix it.
Oh, wait, what?
Okay.
Oh, so you're blaming? Are you blaming all of us or just Jose?
I mean, I'm kind of blaming all you guys.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Well,
nice to meet you too.
Nice to meet you.
Are you sure he was supposed to call the complaint line? Because that's what it feels like right now. Do we have one of those?
Yeah, it's full. All the lines are full on that one. So I guess we had to take him live.
I see.
Now, I mean, I'm sorry that the prank didn't go the way we wanted it to, Justin. So why are you reaching out to us again now?
I mean, ever since that happened, my girlfriend's been avoiding me.
Oh.
I haven't seen her. I haven't spoken to her. It's almost been a full week now, and I don't know. I guess she's, like, mad that, like, I tried to prank her, and I thought she'd laugh because, like, she loves your show, and she loves the phone taps, but, like, I don't know.
That's the thing about the phone taps is, you know, a lot of people laugh at them, but some people are mad even after we tell them it's a prank. They're, like,
but
my time.
I mean, what I just heard when you called her, Jose, she didn't sound mad.
Yeah, you're right. She was happy. She thought it was cool.
She's just taking it out on him, though.
After the prank call attempt, did you ever, like, actually speak to her? Did she reach out to you and say that Jose tried to do a phone tap on her?
I mean, not really. Mm-hmm. I just think she thinks maybe, like, since I tried to prank her, it's, like, my way of calling her dumb. But
Like, she would be, like, a sucker
like
or something.
For it. Yeah.
Okay, so you haven't spoken to her at all since the phone tap? Has there been text messages or phone calls at least?
I mean, she's texted me back, but it's just been, like, one-worded responses. So that's when, like, I know something's wrong.
Wow, Jose, I thought Rolando was supposed to be, like, the master of love.
I mean, it's possible that Jose has actually swooped in on this woman and is now stolen him away.
Yeah, right.
Jose?
Not swooping in on anybody. No,
Jose, is there anything you want to tell us?
Absolutely not.
Okay, what about Rolando? Rolando, are you doing something?
Rolando does not kiss and tell, my friend.
My friend.
Okay, I mean, I don't know if I believe you're going to have to show me your DMs a little after this.
You definitely want to see those, probably.
But
you want to see a lot of the word red?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Justin, now, you want us to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call to get in touch with her?
Yeah, like, it would mean a lot because you guys did this to start with, and it would really help me out.
Maybe we do another character like Clover.
No more characters. Yeah. We're going to drop the characters because I don't
think... Yeah, no more voices or anything. Like, that would be great.
I mean, is she the type of person that can normally, like, you know, dish it out, but she can't take it?
No, normally she's a pretty good sport, but this is, like, the first time I've had, like, a prank phone call done on her, so I don't know.
Okay. It's kind of a random...
Is she really passionate about that love seat she's selling on Craigslist?
Maybe you just caught her at a bad time. She was, like, hangry or something.
Maybe.
It's the love seat, I hope.
Well, I mean, let's find out.
It's been going on for, like, 7 or 8 days now, guys, so, like, I don't know. It seems like something's wrong, and, you know, she's not telling me, and it's kind of bugging me.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's try and fix the relationship that Jose broke.
It's not, I didn't didn't do anything. I'm doing my job.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, no guilt there at all, Jose.
Okay,
so
we're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll give you a little bit of advice, and then we'll let you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call. All right, Justin?
Okay, thanks.
All right, hold on. If you're just tuning in, it's the first Awkward Tuesday phone call where the awkward situation was actually caused by us.
Whoopsies.
I mean, well, you know what?
We didn't know.
That may not be the first time.
It's not the first
time. I'm sure we've ruined many relationships over the course of our radio careers.
Absolutely.
But you know what? This is the first time we actually have a chance to fix a problem that we caused.
Oh, man.
That's a good way to put it.
Because Justin, our listener, asked us to prank his girlfriend Olivia about a week ago. We tried, and it didn't go so well.
No.
And so we played it before, but if you missed it, here it is again.
Hello?
Hello, is this Olivia?
Yeah, who's this?
My name is Rolando. I am calling about the love seat you have for sale on Craigslist.
Oh, my God. No.
Oh, jeez.
I listen to your show. I know your Rolando character. This is Jose, isn't it?
No, I said my name is Rolando.
I know that character. So sorry to ruin this for you.
Oh, my gosh. Right away. I couldn't even get two sentences in.
Can I just say props to Jose for trying to stick with it even after she said this is Jose?
Yeah. Listening back, like, she's like, oh, I'm sorry, sir. Like, what is she going to do? Yeah.
She was having none of that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to know when to give up.
But she sounded happy on the call. That's what I don't understand.
She did. That's why this is so weird. Now, Justin has reached back out to us one more time because ever since that failed phone prank, he's been having a hard time getting a hold of his girlfriend.
Yeah, she won't call him.
She won't call him, barely responds to his text messages. And honestly, in the first part when we talked to Justin, he sounded pretty upset with us.
Yeah.
And so, Justin, I'm sorry that this is happening, but we're really going to try our best to fix this. And by we, I mean Brooke and Jose. Because I know they have some good advice for you on what to do in this call. What do you guys think?
Well, Justin, I mean, you said earlier that you thought that maybe she's mad because she thinks you were poking fun at her for being dumb.
Yeah.
I think you just need to go in with what your real intention of the phone tap was, because that obviously wasn't it. And you haven't had a chance to explain it yet either, right?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, why did you want to do a phone tap on her?
You know, we love listening to the segment, and I just thought it would make her laugh, you know?
Yeah, that seems simple enough.
I would have gone the opposite way. I would have been like, oh, you're not as dumb as I thought. Like, I love you. This is much better.
No.
No, okay.
No.
This is why I think Jose and Brooke are much better at this. Jose, do you have anything for him?
I still say you try another phone tap character like Ray Flambe.
No.
Yeah. All right, girl, what's up?
You okay, Justin, I feel like I need to apologize again on Jose's behalf this time.
What about Finlay? We got a lot of catechists to
choose
from.
Jose, do you want them to break up?
Yeah.
No, I'm okay. I'm just pissed that I failed at my phone tap.
Yeah.
But I will be here to help.
Okay, that's what we can promise.
Yes.
We can't promise that we're going to fix anything, but we'll at least be there.
Yes.
To watch it go down in flames.
I hope you're wrong on that one.
I do too.
Me too. I hope that she's a good sport about this, and I hope that we can get her on the phone and explain what's going on and get to the bottom of this, okay?
Hey, let's do it.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to dial the number and let you make your call.
Hello.
Hey, Olivia.
Justin? Why is your number different?
Well, I'm just calling from another number.
Okay, what's going on? You know I don't want to talk to you right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
I know what fine means. Like, obviously something's bothering you.
Yeah.
Look, if this is about the phone prank thing, I'm sorry. I thought you would think it was funny. I didn't want to offend you.
Well, it wasn't offensive. I mean, it didn't even work. I knew it was a prank call right away.
Okay, so what's going on? I feel like ever since that happened, you've been, like, so distant. Are you mad at me?
I mean, I would say more disappointed than mad.
Okay, well, can you talk to me about it?
I don't know. It's still kind of raw for me.
Listen, I didn't tell the guy to do that dumb voice on the call. Like, that's not my fault.
It's not that.
Well, can you tell me? Because I just feel weird. Like, not seeing or talking to you. I just want to make it better. Like, what can I do?
I don't think there's anything you can do now. I just have to figure out stuff on my own.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that. I feel like you're not telling me something. I'm your boyfriend. I want to be there to support you.
Yeah, that's the problem right there.
What's the problem?
I don't want my boyfriend to support me. I want my fiancé to support me.
Wait, are you telling me you're seeing someone else and you're engaged?
What? No. I'm saying that I don't want to be boyfriend-girlfriend with you. I want to be engaged to you. That's why I thought you were going to propose. But it was just a dumb prank that you were playing on me.
What?
Oh. Oh my God, wow. You did not do this. Oh my God.
Hi. Hey, Olivia. Hey. What's up, girl?
Hey, it's me. Remember me? Oh. We're friends.
Maybe you remember me.
No, we're good. No. We told you not to do that, Jose.
Hey, Olivia, again.
Justin, what did you do?
Oh, not good.
Yeah. No, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, two wrongs make a right. That's what they say, Olivia.
All the time.
You guys have to stop calling me. You're ruining my life.
No. We
want to fix it. We want to fix your ruined life, Olivia.
I feel like that should be the slogan of our show. Yeah.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, ruining your life. But no, Olivia, seriously, Justin wanted to get a hold of you because ever since the prank call, you've been ignoring him. And what did you say? You thought what was happening? That he was proposing?
Yeah, one of my friends said Brooke and Jeffrey would be calling me soon. And I thought it was going to be an on-air proposal. And I got really excited. And then I found out it was just a phone tap. Oh, God, it was so disappointing.
Oh, that's not a very good friend to tip you off that you're about to get phone tapped.
Or she's not a very good listener. We don't have a proposal segment, yeah. Olivia. We don't do that.
Yeah,
we've done it once.
Oh, my God.
We only do breaking up people segments. That's all that we have.
Wait, Justin, did you even know that? Do you even know that she wanted you to propose?
Well, I had no idea that someone tipped her off. Like, that kind of ruins the prank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's a bigger problem. Yeah, I don't know. Jose's really good. It wasn't his fault, actually.
Yeah, you're off the hook, Jose.
Yay, yeah, I feel better.
It was definitely the friend.
How do you feel about the proposal, Justin?
I mean, it didn't even really cross my mind.
Oh.
Uh-oh, dude, that's not...
It didn't even cross your mind? Proposing to me? Oh, my God.
Backtrack, bro. Yeah.
Dig hole.
I mean, it's been in the back of my mind. That's what I meant to say.
Oh.
Good.
Oh, okay.
Is that better?
We've been dating for almost 3 years. I mean...
Oh, you've been together for 3 years?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I know we've been together for 3 years, but, like, why would you think I would do it with a stupid phone prank, like, with these guys?
Oh. I feel like that was a dig at us.
No,
I think it's fair.
Yeah, okay.
You know that I listened to the show. I just thought it would be like something we could bond over, you know, like, ooh, a proposal.
On the radio. Okay.
Well, yeah. So you're saying, Olivia, that a proposal over the radio would be something that you would enjoy.
Actually, any proposal, anytime, anywhere would be okay with me. If it's coming from you, yes.
Is this where I step in?
No.
Jose.
Although it does open a window here because, Justin, I feel like this is a really good opportunity. Ooh, if you wanted to ask her anything that may have been in the back or across or underneath any part of your mind, now would be a good time to ask a question.
You guys,
I don't know. Sometimes you have to force men to do things.
That feels like a guilt proposal.
Let's hear from Justin. Justin, is there anything you would like to ask to your girlfriend?
I mean, like, I don't want to, like, spoil anything, but I have something else planned.
Really?
Oh, that's so cute.
Like, planned as in, like, a second date update? You can ask her in one of those.
Bro, they're never emailing us again.
Okay. But there is something in the works.
Yeah, I've got something lined up.
I don't know if I believe
it. Doesn't matter.
I know.
Doesn't matter if he's planning right after this call.
Justin is frantically Googling on his computer right now, like how to do a marriage proposal. Where are the cheapest wedding rings?
Yeah.
Okay, well, are you guys good?
Babe, are we good?
Yeah.
He asked her.
I think we just need to talk. Off the air.
Oh.
Okay. So you want us to come over later?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We're going to start a brand new segment, Off the Air Conversations, with Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
If you guys are really doing that, I'd like to unsubscribe from the mailing list.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.